Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. All right, ladies, welcome back. So today I wanted to talk about something that I see is happening quite a bit. And maybe it's something that I'm experiencing in my own personal life, but I'm also hearing from so many of you. And that is when sacrificing your health for your business, your career, your friends, your family, whatever that is, when that's not okay. And why I say that is because I think it's so important to really remember the core of who you are, understanding your boundaries, your priorities, and most importantly, your health. And what I mean about your health really does come down to what I talk about, the four foundational pillars of mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. So when those four pillars feel like they're becoming compromised or a little bit shaky and unsteady, it typically means that we need to realign and probably like put some air in those tires or patch some of those leaks or holes or whatever that is that's causing our foundation to somewhat crumble, right? So we could feel like maybe, you know, we're not walking on solid ground. Like things are a lot of shakiness on, and especially over these past, two plus years, like it feels like the longest run-on sentence ever. But during this time, I mean, we have been faced with so many challenges, so much adversity, uncertainty, fear, doubt, insecurity. It's almost like impossible at this point that, well, at least I'm speaking for my part here, that it feels like no matter what you do, it just feels like it's not solid. Like there's going to be some issues that you're experiencing things on a way that's like not really conducive to the betterment of where you want to go. And so when we've all faced these things over the past couple of years, that one thing that we should have learned during all of this is to prioritize our own self, right? So talking about a lot of that self-care, a lot about the importance of taking care of those four pillars and the importance overall of just making sure that you're optimizing your best self, right? Like that's our goal. And I always say it, but if you are not at your best, you cannot serve the rest. And what I mean by that is that we come from a place of service, right? We're of service to others. We're in service in our careers, in our families, in our friends. We're of service to, you know, whether we're volunteering or committing back to our community. All of those things are so important and they make up who we are. So when our core alignment is, it feels like, you know, just off balance, we have to check in with ourselves. And I think it's so important, especially given the circumstances and our situations that we're in, that if we don't touch base with us, like doing that self-check-in, we're just going to keep just feeling like we're running ragged and running wild, and life can get the best of us. And we feel like we're going so fast at a speed so uncontrollable that we're grasping for control at this time. And when we grasp for control in situations that feel out of control, we end up causing more damage and more harm than we ever intended to do. And in fact, I mean, I think we can all agree that we don't intend to cause any harm. However, we don't know what we're doing in those moments of almost sheer desperation just to get some sort of stability and control in our lives. And I think when we're going that fast, we have the potential, if we don't have that awareness or insight, to literally crash. And I mean, like crash this car in a sense, like we're drivers of this machine, this body, right? So this body needs to have rest. Our body needs to be fueled with proper nutrition, proper care, proper language that we use to speak to and about ourselves. And we need to care for this machine that carries out all the responsibilities and duties in our life, but from a place that is loving, caring, and nurturing. And that all starts within. That starts with ourselves. So I understand that we're all, you know, we're humans, and especially us women, we wear so many hats, so many identities, and play so many roles in our everyday life that it feels like you can't even get ahead in day one. And then by having, you know, foregoing or neglecting our own personal health and well-being, then what else is being sacrificed? What else is not getting the best of you? So it's something that, you know, I'm experiencing it. I mean, just being honest here, it's been a really tough season in my life, just, you know, going through so many different challenges that I think many of us all face, but yet each of us have our own little sections that we're doing the best we can. So whether you're starting a new business, starting a new venture, maybe you got promoted, maybe you started a family, maybe you have, you know, begun something new, right? And it's going to suck. Like those things, because there's that learning curve of newness. And again, having those foundational pillars in place helps you build upon that newness with, you know, having some back history, right? So it's not about just stepping into this unknown newness with not having a game plan, but yet having those foundational pieces. So when things do kind of run awry, we have something to support us. And whether that is from our own theory of like whatever self-care means to you, or having the right people in your life that can really just be there to support you, whether it's giving you an ear to listen to, or a shoulder to lean on, or a shoulder to cry on, whatever that is, we need each other. And I think it's so important to kind of step outside of yourself and recognize that we're all doing the best we can. That extending that grace, to extend that compassion, to extend love, to extend kindness and mercy and empathy, I think that goes so far. And it doesn't matter if you're crushing it at your business or don't have a business, or if you're just, you know, trying to get through everyday life. That's so important to consider, because again, it ultimately comes back to how we treat ourselves is how we treat other people, right? So we can't look at it as like, you know, we do these things for other people if they do X, Y, and Z. And so that would be like conditional love, and that would be conditional self-care, and that would be conditional relationships. But I'm talking about an unconditional love and care and nourish for your physical existence here in this world. And I know that there's going to be seasons where some things get compromised, or maybe they're just a short term to a greater, you know, bigger thing that's awaiting you on the horizon. But recognizing that and allowing yourself to say, okay, well, maybe I just have to suck it up or compromise something or forego something temporarily so that I can get the thing that I'm looking forward to achieving or doing or succeeding or being or whatever that looks like for you. But I think it's just, again, so important to pull back the reins, knowing when to slow down, knowing when to speed up, and allowing yourself that rest in between. And I know just from all the things that are happening in my life, I feel like there's parts of it where it feels like I'm losing control. And when I recognize that, I'll just share a little bit of, you know, the signs and the symptoms kind of thing, you know, things that I was like, whoa, hold on, your internal alarm's telling you something. And I think, you know, from my own experience over these past several months, there's been a lot of newness in life, a lot of newness in business, and a whole lot of newness in me, like that I'm going through these seasons and these changes right here with you. And it can feel so overwhelming. Like the life that you knew is no longer what it was. And you're in this middle ground of building the life that you want, but yet you question if you're compromising your identity. And these are some of the things that I'm personally experiencing. And so that can really take a toll on us, like mentally, right? So we're wondering, like, you know, who am I? I think those questions we're always asking ourselves as we step in and evolve and grow and learn. And, you know, with life, we're constantly evolving. And that's part of, you know, life, right? So I think when we have those questions, we have to take a step back and ask ourselves, is the life that we're creating really the life that we want? And at what cost is it going to cost you to get to there? And so when you weigh the risks and rewards or the pros and the cons, you have to question at what point do you lose a piece of you or are you losing all of you? And so when it's compromising your integrity and your identity, that's something you need to recognize and say, okay, well, let's put a pin in it. Let's reassess. Is this really my dream exactly as it is? Is this on my timeline? Is it feasible that I could be this individual that does all these things? And maybe sometimes our dreams, I mean, they're unique to you, but are they realistic and achievable in said time frame? So I know that sometimes, like, if you think me too, we want things done and we want them done now and we want them done like yesterday, well, that we're already living it, right? So practicing some patience, that's not something I think we're all gifted with, but practicing that patience so that we can recognize that if we're going too fast, is what we're experiencing realistic in this given time frame, and how much of it is going to cost you to get to that point while still holding true to who you are, the you that feels aligned with your core vision, your mission, your values, your beliefs, and your identity. Because when we have this identity, you know, the strong belief of who we are, we will do whatever it takes to hold on to that. And that means there's going to be a conflict, right? So when we start to feel this resistance and tension inside of us, we have to not necessarily look at it as like, okay, it's the circumstances or situations. However, we have to go back and look at what is causing this resistance. And I think, you know, for me, I'm speaking on my experience and behalf here. And if this aligns with you, please definitely reach out and let me know, because one, I want to know that I'm not alone. But also two, I want to talk to others that are experiencing this as well, because I think there's something to come of it. And I want to explore this a little bit further. So I think when it comes down to our integrity and we're, you know, shifting that into this new version of us, recognizing what pieces of our former self have to either be revised, redefined, let go of, or created. Because sometimes we have to become this new version to do the things that we want to do in our life. But I think it's important, again, when it doesn't align with you and your values, there is that disconnect. Because sometimes life can be shaping us through other people's opinions, their thoughts, others who have gone and walked the walk before you, and you look to them for mentorship or coaching or guidance. And just keep in mind that that was their way. That was their system. That was what worked for them as their unique individual self. And not everything is applicable to you. However, you can take that information and process it and best use and pick and choose which ones to use to apply for you and your life at the stages of your growth and for the achievement of your goal. Because everyone will have a different version of that goal and that dream, but only you know deep down in your core, in your soul, what that means to you. And so kind of taking that overview and then step back allows you to have a bigger picture. And I think, you know, overall, we are the CEOs of our life, are we not? Because we're the ones who get to manage it and control it. We're the ones who get to say yes or no. We're the ones who get to prioritize ourselves or not. We're the ones who get to, you know, chase the life that we want. No one's going to do that for us. And so recognizing when to slow down, take a rest, take some time out, check in with your four pillars. You know, I call it like your check engine light, right? So you know, I love analogies. And I think, you know, going back to what I had mentioned at the beginning of this episode, is that we have those four foundational pillars. And the easiest way to kind of describe that is think of it as the four tires on your car. And you are the actual like car, like the metal part of it with the driver's seat and the wheel, and you're pushing the gas or stepping on the brake. So when you have some, you know, a low tire in your mental, you know, tire, then we need to check in with that. What are we, you know, fueling our mind with? Are we allowing, you know, negative thoughts or toxic thoughts or others get into our sphere and disrupt that, right? So that can kind of cause a leak and puncture that tire, and we're going to be leaking pieces of ourselves out. How is it making you feel from an emotional standpoint? Are you, you know, heightened? Has your anxiety or stress, or has it resurfaced some trauma or some emotions that you may have tried to stuff down, or maybe actually you've managed to overcome them in a different area, but they're going to show up again, right? So all these little puncture wounds are leaking, you know, air out of these tires that we need to go back and patch or repair or possibly even replace, right? Again, so we go into our physical. Are we taking care of our physical bodies? Are we moving them throughout the day? Are we fueling them with proper nutrition? Are we getting enough rest? Are we allowing ourselves some recovery time if we're, you know, overstressed, overworked, you know, physically, if we're, you know, working out even, right? So some of those stressors can cause our body to really hold on to the everyday life. And if you are familiar with the book or haven't read it yet, possibly just check it out. It's called The Body Keeps the Score. And so we don't realize what our body is holding on to because we haven't stopped to check in with ourselves. And the fourth tire, our spiritual tire, right? So that's spending time connecting with our creator, our higher power, and, you know, tapping into our soul's calling, right? So that innate little whisper that's been trying to get your attention has been telling you, hey, slow down. Hey, did you check in today? Did you look at the check engine light? We're not doing so well. That's the little whisper that we don't hear if we don't take that time to tune that ear into it and listen thoroughly. So recognizing these things are so important to your overall life, business, and relationships. So I want to hear from you. I want to know what is going on in your life, or what are some of the check engine signs that are happening on your dashboard that, you know, we could talk about this. This is part of the community. This is what confident women do. We're not always confident in every area of our life, but we're confident to know the difference between going full speed and crashing in, burning, or, you know, having that confidence to say, hey, you know what? This is a tough season I'm in. I need to slow down. And it doesn't make me any less confident. It actually makes me more confident to know, to discern between the two, right? So that's what confident women are. It's about owning yourself. It's about empowering yourself. It's about connecting with yourself at a deeper level that brings us awareness, that it shines a light, and it creates something inside of us that we get to ignite, and we get to pass that light on to others as well. So just sharing some of the personal things that I'm going through, but also things that I'm hearing and learning from so many of you. And this has just been kind of an eye-opening experience that, one, because when we're kind of in the depths of our throes, like, we don't see it happening to other people, right? We just see, oh my goodness, like, what is happening in my world? And if we look at it through that lens and that perspective, we're actually just becoming victims of our own circumstances and victims of our own stories. So if we want to overcome and be victors, we need to get ahead of that. We need to talk about these things. We need to open up and share with somebody. And if you don't have that special somebody that really has your best interest, come inside the Confident Woman Community Group. This is what we talk about. It's all about us collectively coming together to empower one another to become our best and most confident selves. So I hope this helps, because this has been again, hearing from you guys has been helpful to me. And so I just want to give back and provide a space and provide an ear and just provide, you know, the community aspect of it, that we're not meant to do life alone. So I hope this is helpful. And of course, always reach out to me, and I hope to see you inside the Confident Woman community. Take care. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.